Hey guys, it's Melissa with the Chicken Sitter Podcast, and this is episode 107, Pets in the Solar Eclipse. So when there's a solar eclipse, you want to keep up with your normal routine as best as you can with your pets. If you're nervous, they're going to be nervous. They pick up on your cues, so try not to be nervous about it. You want to keep their meals, you know, tonight, keep their supper at the normal time. Walks the same, playtime, everything basically on schedule to prevent them from stressing out. You want to keep them at home if possible, especially if you're going to a eclipse viewing party. Keep them home. Don't take them with you. Don't leave them in the car. You want them to be calm in a familiar surrounding, their home where they're familiar and where they can be the calmest, away from all the excitement. Pets normally don't look directly into the sun. So they don't need glasses. You don't have to go buy them glasses. And trying to put them on would probably stress them out. They won't want to wear those. It's not going to help them out at all. Your dog's not going to look up. Just keep them inside. Make sure you check your pet's ID tags. If they're microchipped, that's even better. Have both. Make sure it's all up to date for times like these or anytime. But just double check it. Make sure everything is up to date and that you have a picture of your pet, just in case. It's always good to have a picture anyway. You never know. Solar eclipse lasts anywhere between 10 seconds to 7.5 minutes when it's strongest. And they, you know, last after that as well, longer than that. But it can cause behavioral changes in your dogs and your pets. So like I said, just keep them home, calm, and do not put glasses on them. Even though it might look cute, do it for a picture if you want real quick, but don't keep it on them. A solar eclipse, for those that don't know, is when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, completely blocking the sun. It gets dark, really dark. If you look up at it, it could damage your eyes. You don't want to look up at it. And if you do look up at it, don't look up at it for long and make sure you have those special eclipse glasses. They sell a lot of knockoffs out there. You're going to make sure that you're getting the right kind of glasses. Today we have a solar eclipse this afternoon around 2. So get your glasses ready. Be careful and have fun. And just so you know, I'm putting a small blanket. Even though I just told you they don't look up at the sun, I'm putting a small blanket over my chicken coop. Yep. And putting my chickens in their coop for the eclipse, just in case. I bet they won't look up at all. I bet they won't even think to do that. But I like to be safe. And I told my husband I was doing this, and he kind of smiled and looked at me. I said, well, it's not going to hurt by doing that. So why not do it? I can stop home and do that, why not? Because having a chicken or your chickens or guinea hen or whatever have you, goat, looking up by accident for a long period of time could damage their eyesight. They could lose their eyesight. So just in case, keep them home, your pets. Keep them inside. And if you want to take a light blanket like I'm doing and put your chickens in the coop just for that little bit of time, whether it's, you know, 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, as long as it lasts. Just keep them in there if you're able to do that. Just to be, you know, just out of caution, just to be safe. And I'd like to give credit to the animalmedicalcenter.com online for some of my facts I've just talked about. And yeah, guys, have a good time. Wear your glasses. And just be safe. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Thanks. Bye.